Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 75th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by filmmaker Mary Harron. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
So thanks very much for being here, and of course you're presenting your new film, Charlie Says.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I guess the obligatory question is, if you could just maybe introduce the film to our listeners and...
Yes, this is a film about the girls known as the Manson girls, the three main girls who were arrested and tried for these murders. But it, rather than looking at so much at Charlie, it looks at the women who followed Charlie and what happened to them afterwards in prison. And so I felt like this was when I read the script, it felt like a new perspective on this celebrated story, right. Notorious story.
Well, yes, yeah, so it's kind of looking at the item from a different perspective than what you usually hear. What is it particularly that appeals to you about that?
Well, because I've always been obsessed with this idea of who these women were and why did they do these things? Why did they follow this madman into these crimes? And that's the biggest question, because Manson was insane, but they were not. So how did they end up there? And that's a question really for, in a way, why do women follow men or do what these men tell them to do?
So it's kind of like, you know, it's also attuned to sort of the political situation and the social situation of the moment, right?
Yes, because I think we always want to ask why seemingly good people do terrible things. And why do people follow bad leaders? I think this is a big question in the world today. And it's not just about women, but I think in this specific question, it also takes on notions of domestic abuse and why do women enter these destructive relationships? In this case, it's a kind of communal relationship. But why did they follow someone who abused them?
To revisit some of these sort of Manson ideas or theories that he had,
yeah.
It's crazy. Sometimes you just forget how crazy it is. But one thing that's really, really powerful and almost very, very haunting is the use of the word family that's always kind of stayed with me, you know?
Yes.
It is a powerful word in itself, but just, yeah.
And it was a powerful idea. I mean, you know, the late 60s were a time of lost children, and these were young people who'd left their families, and they'd rebelled against a structure, a patriarchal structure, and then they found another one.
Right.
They found what they thought was a new world, a beautiful hippie world that turned out to be far more dominating and destructive than the one they'd left.
Of course, obviously, like, you know, because there's the cast does an amazing job. But so I just wanted to know a little bit about that, you know, just how you've cast the film and how you worked with the actors.
My biggest work with actors is casting. I mean, once you cast the right people, then your job is much easier. And I spent many, many months casting and fought for every one of my choices. Because, you know, people will always want you to cast a star who might be inappropriate. And to me, movies are all about appropriate, finding the right, perfect person. And after, like, Hannah came in, I never thought of anyone else for Leslie. When Matt came in, it was such an exciting audition. And Marianne Rendon and Sosie Bacon, these are just great, great. I think it's a film full of great, young, up-and-coming performers.
I agree. So, also, like, Charles Manson was also a musician, so I just kind of a silly question not to end it, actually, but I just wanted to know, because there's the song that's featured prominently, Look at Your Game, Girl.
Yes.
What's your opinion of it as a musician? As a musician.
Well, the funny thing is, I find his songs kind of sappy, yeah. But at the same time, we all went around singing them. They're very catchy. And the funny thing is, you think is, well, honestly, you know, he could have had a hit with one of these, and then maybe he wouldn't have killed all these people. Like so many kind of monstrous people, like Hitler, failed artist, you know? He was one of the many monsters of history who, if they just had been more successful as an artist, you know?
That's why I asked you, because I feel like the music in this film is also very important, you know?
Yeah.
You hear the songs of these bands from the time, and you're like, well, maybe they, you know, if they hadn't made it, the same thing could have happened with someone else. It was just the era, maybe.
Right? It was the era, and I think the other thing... So one of the big keys to the Manson story is that by accident he became friends with Dennis Wilson.
Yeah.
And being friends with one of the most famous musicians in the world got him that close to fame and celebrity. And when Dennis Wilson said, I want to record you, it just tipped Charlie over the edge. He thought he was going to be bigger than the Beatles. And then when that was taken away, that's when he turned really homicidal.
Can you sort of understand that in a way?
No, it's
crazy,
yes.
Isn't it?
Well, I think that's the moment when you kind of have some sympathy for him is when you see the failure of his hopes and dreams.
Wow.
And then, of course, the revenge he takes is so horrifying.
Well, okay, so unfortunately, that's almost all the time that we have, but I wanted to ask you one more thing. I believe that the screenplay is written by Guinevere Turner, whom you've worked with before.
Yes, yes.
Can you talk to me about your collaboration and how you sort of worked on this film together?
Well, the funny thing was, when I would go to Los Angeles, I would always meet Guinevere for lunch or breakfast, and she would just tell me what she was working on, and I'd talk about what I was working on. And so for a couple of years, I heard about this script, which I was really interested in, having always been fascinated by the Manson women. But I wasn't supposed to direct it. Someone else was supposed to direct it. And when they dropped out, I said, oh, I'd be interested in this. And Guinevere and I have worked so much together. We've made two films together. We actually have been working on another film in the future together, and so it felt like we have a very natural shorthand, right, and a very, you know, really great collaboration.
Yeah, well, I'm happy that you directed this film. I think it definitely you guys work well together. Let's say that.
I think so. It was a lot of fun, actually.
So thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.